Perfect. Let it kind of adjust real quick, just so it's back in HD, and then alrighty. So, I'm here with my good friend James Banks.
Yes, sir.
James, what's going on, man?
Ain't nothing much, man. I just want to first thank you, Kevin, for having me join your podcast today. You know, it's a blessing, man, to be able to join back with you after some time. You know, we've been apart for a little while, you know, but, you know, it's good that we've been in communication with each other about doing this podcast, and I'm so grateful to be a part of it. Thank you.
Hey, my pleasure, man. This is a blessing for me. The honor's all mine, because if it's just me talking to myself, it's not going to be very fun or interesting. So, right, man. So let's start it out. I just have a couple notes here. So, can you just share with everybody your background and experience, and go into as much details as you know as you want or comfortable as far as your athletic background goes, your academic background, your professional background, and kind of where you came from, you know, and what you're doing right now.
Yeah, no problem, man. So, you know, my name is James Banks, like Kevin mentioned. Born and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana. Attended Chalmette High School, which was a 5A school in Louisiana. Ended up breaking, you know, the single season rushing record over there. Set numerous other records over there, longest kick return in school history. So I was able to accomplish a few things in high school. Then later, went on to play college ball at Louisiana Tech. Ended up transferring after 2 years there. Finished my last 2 years at Mississippi College, where I earned an undergrad degree in exercise science. And, you know, finished there. Got invited to play in some showcases. You know, went represented the USA team in Monterrey, Mexico, won MVP in the championship game. So, you know,
That's
I was
right.
able to, you know, from an athletic standpoint, you know, I was able to excel and make the most out of my athletic career, what I could make it. Ended up playing professionally as well in Miami with the Florida Red Wolves of the Rivals Professional Football League. And ended up getting picked up by Arena Team. So I've been bouncing around all over the states a little bit, and you know, but this was, you know, most of all a fun experience for me. You know, any athletes out there that, you know, may want to hear this message, man, you know, you never stop chasing your dream. You never know, you know, what can happen, what's possible. You know, if you continue to work hard, you know, the opportunity is there. You just have to present yourself.
That's the truth, man. So easy to throw in the towel as soon as things don't go the exact way you have it planned. So, yeah, that's good. That's a good message. And that's it's obvious now, you know, looking back, like there's gonna be hurdles in the way, and like you said, you're either jumping over them, or you're going around them, or you're going under them, but you're getting through them, right? So
Right.
that's awesome. So, tell us a little bit about what it is that you're doing now.
Okay, so back in 2016, once I was graduating and stuff, you know, I had a vision to start my own business. I've always been into sports, always been into sports performance, always found it interesting in ways to where I can benefit myself by working hard, keeping my body up. Understanding movement. And so when I got into it, you know, I started my business. I named it For Performance because, you know, the message behind that is just, you know, as athletes, you're always pursuing to go forward. Never want to go backwards. You never want to stay stagnant. You always want to keep progressing. And so that was, you know, my, you know, ideology behind, you know, starting that business and starting having that name for it. And you know, one of my mottos is, you know, train to excel. And train to excel, you know, that's on and off the field. You know, you have to be a leader, and it starts with you. You know, if you're behind a brand, leadership starts with you, and you have to have the qualities of a leader in order to succeed in whatever area it is that you're doing. And so you know, I've been into business for 3 years now. This is actually, I say, my second full term year of being in business. And, you know, I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot from, you know, different coaches. I've been open to, you know, taking more information each and every day. And my goal is to not stop. You know, I want to learn as much as I can to be able to process and put out information that's helpful.
Awesome. So what is your average kind of client, or when you're looking to bring in new clients or new athletes, what's your bread and butter? What's your ideal?
My ideal is, you know, just, you know, building relationships, you know. You know, you have to sell yourself. When you go out and into the marketplace and you're meeting people, you know, you have to present yourself in a way to where, you know, people understand you. People understand what you're doing. They may not understand everything about you, but they get the gist of what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And so in order to present yourself in that way, you have to be confident. You know, you have to be confident in the way you talk. You have to be confident in, you know, how you approach people. Because, you know, I feel like that's something that limits people. You know, people are afraid to get out of their comfort zone. And mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, when you're a coach, you can't be afraid to make mistakes. You can't be afraid of failure, because failure is not always a bad thing. Failure can be beneficial to you in many ways, because everything is an experience.
Mm.
You know?
For sure. No, that's that was probably one of my most notable, like, issues when I did some self-reflection. I was just like, man, like, early on, I was like, if I can't sell them, then, like, I was attaching my ability to sell to my self-worth, right? And so for a long time, I was like, I feel like I know enough to help this person out, but it just, for some reason, I'd struggle with portraying that and, like, delivering that. And there were tons of times, and this was mostly in the corporate fitness kind of setting when I was working in these, you know, big box gyms. And, you know, the entire goal was sell, 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 and not so much train and help the people that, you know, just bought from you. And I didn't like to sell. And it took me a while to get to the point where I was like, hey, I know this stuff. All I have to do is explain how I can help and be honest, and where, you know, where my experience or expertise or scope of practice ends, then that's where it ends. Don't go beyond that. Don't try to just get them to buy from you and then make it up as you go. Like, just be like, hey, here's what I can do. And exactly what you're saying, like, you've got to be confident, and that means you have to know your stuff. And when I kind of realized, like, oh yeah, I'm not a salesman. Don't try to sell. Just tell them what I can do. Tell them how I can help them. And that's been a huge benefit now. Just any client that I interact with, just being like, hey, here's how I can help. Here's what I can do. And yeah, man, it's an excellent point. I wish that you had told me that when I, like, you know, 10 years ago when I was getting started.
Yeah.
Where were you, James?
Yeah.
So, alrighty, let's jump into the next thing. So, what is your passion? What wakes you up in the morning?
My passion is, man, just to, you know, deliver content, be able to inspire others on a daily basis. You know, nothing makes me feel better than helping people get to another level. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's one of the biggest things for me, is just, you know, just waking up knowing that I have another opportunity to better myself or better someone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not just about you yourself getting better. It's about using that to then share and build other people up. So, kind of related to that, what's your training demographic like? Are you working with mostly youth athletes? Do you kind of run the gambit of, you know, soccer moms and the elderly and, you know, kids? Like, what is, I guess, what's your clientele niche?
I mean, mainly it's football, football training. But I do branch off into other sports. I just haven't hit all sports yet, but mm-hmm. I do train, you know, I've trained baseball players before. I've trained basketball players. I've trained football players. I've trained track athletes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do branch out into a wide array of sports, but my expertise lies within football for sure.
Gotcha.
You know, just the knowledge I have on the game and just being able to transfer that and apply that within other athletes, you know, I feel like that's my niche, you know,
mm-hmm.
helping, you know, guys who want to get to that next level in football, you
mm-hmm.
know, I feel like I can help them and guide them and mentor them more in that aspect.
For sure. I mean, you have so much experience at such a high level. And you didn't just do it there. Like, you did it well there. So, yeah, I think that's, like, that's a huge tool you have in your toolbox that you can, you know, when people know that you're not just saying something because you read it in a book or because you saw somebody else's Instagram video. Like, no, like, you were there. You were in the trenches. You were, you know, busting other people's helmets with your own. You were, you know, you were running with the ball. Like, you were doing everything you had to do to be successful on, you know, on that field. And I think one of your greatest strengths is being able to combine that with, you know, the book or academic side. Like, you've got one foot in each side and you're able to, like, merge those two to help out, you know, these youth athletes that you've got. So that's awesome, man. That's really why I wanted to talk to you, you know, today, is because, you know, I get to see and work with football athletes here and there, basketball athletes here and there. You know, kind of my niche, if you want to call it that, is really anyone who's trying to get faster or train out of pain. And so that's kind of anything and everything, but I don't have kind of that that established lane where it's like, hey, this is what I am excellent at. This is, like, football. I got it.
Oh,
right,
man,
so
you got a lot of me, man. You know you you got your defense.
Hey, but I can always learn more. And, like, that's the whole goal of this podcast, is to bring in people who know more than I do about their lane, who can teach me something, and then hopefully anybody else who's listening can be like, oh wow, this guy's legit. I'm gonna take what he's saying and I'm gonna spend some time on his website learning some stuff, his Instagram, all that stuff. So yeah. So that being said, when it comes to athlete factors, right? So that's my business name, that's the podcast name. So what are the most important factors for either high school or even middle school, college football athletes? What's the most important stuff?
I feel like, you know, it's knowledge. You know, you can't never stop learning. You have to understand your body before someone else can. And, you know, when I dig deep into, you know, finding ways to make athletes better, you know, a lot of guys will say, well, use a bottom-up approach. Well, I don't necessarily feel that's true, because I feel like if you can't do it mentally and prepare yourself mentally, how are you going to do it physically?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like as a coach, I put a lot of stress on my athletes about, you know, knowing what's bias and knowing what's applied science. Because, you know, in this industry, as it's growing rapidly, you know, we're in an information age where it's a lot of information to process. But you have to know what's content, and you have to also know what's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel
like, there's a lot of that out there.
Right.
A lot of both.
And, you know, I feel like, you know, the way as a coach, the way to get through to your athletes is building, you know, that buy-in with communication. Mm. How well you communicate and effectively communicate through to your athletes, I feel, is what gets them to that next level. Because it's about building relationships. You know, we put a lot of stress on movement capabilities and, you know, movement efficiency. Oh, I want to get this guy faster. I want to get this guy stronger. I want to do this. But we're not even communicating with the athletes. You know, we're not even checking on them. We're not even doing this. We're just putting it in a sense to where it's just about our field. And as a coach, I feel like it needs to be more about the overall context of the athlete, you know. Ask them, shoot them a text. How well was your day? You know, what did you do in school today? You know, are you performing well in the weight room? Are you, you know, what is it? You know, because if these are your clients, you need to treat them as clients, but you need to build a relationship with clients, you know, in order for them to keep coming back to you, you know? And so, you know, that's one of the approaches that I use, you know, it's just not to just put a focus on the sports performance aspect, but also build a relationship with them, communicate with them, you know? So yeah, man, that's, you know, one of the factors. Two is, you know, just being able to mentor and show them the way, you know, because it's easier said than done. You know, there's a lot of coaches that just do a lot of talking. Oh, well, I can get you there, and there's no results. Well, now you just, you know what I'm saying? You just baited this client in, this athlete in, and he's not getting the results he gets. So how do you explain that to him?
Yeah. You know and then there's no referrals after that. Like, you've burned that bridge. Like, all his friends are going to be like, hey, man, how's that working out? It's not. Oh, shoot. Should I go see him? Nope.
You don't want that. Yeah, you know, so when it comes to sports performance, you know, we need to bridge that gap, you know, between content and relation, you know what I'm saying? And be able to put it together, you know, because the content that I present, you know, I don't have to speak in book form to be able to communicate effectively to my athlete to get them to understand what I want them to do. You know, you have to build that relationship for them to be able to accept and adapt to your coaching.
You know what I'm saying?
So that's my two biggest, you know, factors when it comes to training athletes.
Dude, that reminds me of one of the things that Ambrose told me. Probably the first week that I moved down here to work with him. And I don't know if it's originally his words or not, but it doesn't matter because I heard it from him and I was like, oh, okay, wow, that's something I need to actually take in and kind of apply. But he said, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And so one of the things that I try to do after hearing him say that, like, consistently, like, every time we get a new intern in, or every time we get somebody else who's coming in that wants to coach with us, he's pretty upfront about that, because, like, we can for the most part teach anybody else how to coach, but what we can't do is teach someone how to build relationships. And that's, like, it's exactly what you're saying. So one of the things that I try to do, and the kids, they get annoyed by it. But every single time they come in, I'll say, hey, what'd you learn at school today? And most of the time they're like, nothing. And I'm like, okay, well, what classes did you have? You know, and was there any news? You know, like, any good news from some of your friends? Any bad news? Like, I try to start, before we're doing any sort of work, I just want to let them know, like, hey, man, you're in a place where people here care about you. We're not just here trying to put you through a workout and then send you on your way. So that's just one of the things that I try to set the tone. Like, hey, how are you doing? How was your day? Exactly like you said, like checking in with them, send them a text. For the clients that I help out with nutrition, I try to do that every once in a while. Like, hey, how was tracking your macros today? How's, you know, watching your calories? And I can get so in a rhythm of just saying, hey, how was just this aspect of nutrition? Instead of, hey, how you doing? How's school? How's life? How's your family? What's new? Oh, and how's all this other stuff? That's ultimately, in the long run, it's important, but it's not as important as, you know, they're a person and you got to interact with them as a person.
And, you know, and I feel like, you know, that's another point I want to bring across too. You know, as a coach, you know, you have to really dig deep into yourself. And because these are athletes that look up to you. So if you come in with wrong body language, you don't feel like talking to them, you're not communicating with them effectively. But it turns around that, and it shows them, it gives them an impression that you don't care. You don't really care about their well-being or their value, you know? And so that's another thing that I pride myself on too, is just being energetic, bringing energy to the session, whether they may be down and out, you know? But if I can bring that spark to my sessions, it'll lighten up the mood, you know, and it'll get them ready to work, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because you're not going to always feel like doing it. But if you're coming in and you don't feel like doing it, and then my mood is bad or whatever the case may be, then it's a bad day, period.
For sure. Oh, yeah.
You have to do self-evaluation within yourself as well, you know, and also nothing wrong with being creative. You know, nothing's wrong with being creative, but within our field, we need to be able to challenge creativity with application. You know what I'm saying? Because if you are creative, that's fine. You can use that, but still keep applied science and understand what's practical and what's not, you know? And so, you know, I try not to get too creative in my sessions. I try to just keep it simple because I feel like that works best. You know, fundamentals and principles kind of guy. So I stick to what I know, you know. And, you know, I have fun with my guys. I put them through, like, little circuit type of drills. But it's also very functional. Drills, you know what I'm saying? It's very applicable drills, practical. And so that's another thing. So you can be creative, but don't take away from science. That's what I pride myself on as well. You know, nothing's wrong with being creative, but don't take away from science.
For sure. Like trying something new and testing some stuff out on your athletes, like I think there's a time and a place for that. That can be very appropriate. But if every time they come in, you're like, you know what? I was thinking about trying this today. I'll have them do that. And if you're doing that every single time, then like you said, like the fundamentals and the basics of success, it all comes back to, you know, are you teaching proper movement? Are you correcting weaknesses? Are you fixing imbalances? And, you know, are you teaching proper lifting mechanics? Like, if you're focusing on those things, then, and then being creative within those boundaries, like, shoot, you can have some serious success. But once you start, like, going outside that, like, oh, hey, I'm going to try one, like, a single leg, and they're going to stand on a block, and that block's on a BOSU ball, and they're going to be blindfolded, and then I'm going to be quizzing them in complex math equations, and also they're going to have, you know, a dumbbell in their right hand. And
bias content.
So, yeah, you got to be brave enough to see where you can make a unique adaptational stress that's specific to that athlete, but not so creative that it's like, Okay, where are we going with this? Is this gonna provide the type of result and adaptation that's really gonna benefit the athlete? And I think that's, bringing in that balance is like that can be really hard, especially for an incoming coach that's like, oh, I'm gonna scroll through Instagram. Oh, that looks cool. I'm gonna try that. Scrolls through. Oh, that looks cool. I'm gonna try that. Like.
Without no reasoning behind why that coach is doing what they're doing, you just
Exactly.
find something. You know, I feel like you have to apply yourself to know what's bull and what's actual content.
For sure. That's the truth, man. So, let's see. All right, so we'll switch it up a little bit if that's okay with you.
Cool.
What is something that you're learning or reading right now? How are you
So,
staying sharp?
Conscious Coaching by Brett Bartholomew. I was telling you that the other day. Man, I mean, the way the guy just presents himself, you know, is world class, like any other that I've, you know, read about or, you know, seen. You know, he's on topic with every single thing that he speaks on, you know. And, you know, he doesn't focus too much on, like I said, the movement skills and, you know, what our profession is making strength and conditioning out to be. He focuses on the small, minute details of being an effective coach, how to communicate better with your athletes, you know, and the things that's the important things, you know. We Like I said, you know, we can't spend too much time on just thinking that everything is about the movement side and not put any attention on, you know, us evaluating athletes or assessing athletes and building relationships with athletes in that form, you know. So I think it's a really good book. I recommend, you know, any coach that's getting into coaching or any coach that's into coaching to really pick up that book, because it's a lot of helpful insight in that, for sure.
Awesome. Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. And then, before we close, is there any like one piece of advice or like a quote that you find extremely significant or any piece of information that you think will be beneficial for anybody who's listening to hear?
Definitely. One of the quotes that I love the most is from, you know, Michael Jordan. He said, "You have to expect things from yourself first before you can do them." And I take that because it's like you do. You know, if you're not confident in what you do and you don't have expectations set for yourself, how are you going to lead someone else?
Wow, that's the truth. Yeah. Shoot, man. That's awesome. Anything else you can think of that people need to hear?
You know, a quote that I can just randomly say, man, is, you know, whatever your vision is, don't allow others to dictate who you will become. You know, because in this field of coaching, you know, you have to control what you can control. You know, one way, you know, this coach thinks about something may be different from you, and that's fine. You're two different individuals, but it should all still be within the same frame, you know, and within the same framework, because, you know, coaching is something that, you know, not everyone can do. You know, you have to have a skill set to be able to bring something to the table. And, you know, if you're not applying yourself on a daily basis to be an effective coach, then it's going to be hard as you go up in your career to keep up with the information if you're not applying yourself at this present moment, you know. So I think that's important too. You know, if you have a vision, stick to your vision. Don't allow others to dictate, you know, well, you're a bad coach, or you this, or you that, you know. Take it as constructive criticism. Find mm-hmm. out what it is that you're lacking. And sometimes you may not be lacking what someone else see, but if they see it, still critique yourself. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Critique yourself and say, okay, well, if they're saying this, maybe I can get better at that. Don't mm-hmm. look at it as, well, they're putting me down. You know, just continue to raise the bar high, set for yourself, and, man, keep it going.
That's awesome, man. Sweet. So, how can everybody, how can somebody contact you? How can they follow you? Like, what's your Instagram? What's your Twitter? You know, like, plug yourself right now so that everybody has a chance to follow you and to see, what you're doing right now and what you're continuing to do. Like, you've got some amazing, videos on Instagram, and anybody who's playing football needs to see these because they're legit. They're pretty cool too. Music's good.
Yeah. appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Hey,
for sure. So where can they follow you?
Definitely, man. You actually visit my website at www.forwardperformanceathletes.com. You know, I have a lot of content on there. You can also shoot me a friend request on, you know, my Instagram at forwardperformanceathletes, all one word. My Twitter is forwardathletes. And I also have Facebook, regular Forward Performance Athletes. You can follow me there as well. So, you know,
sweet.
Hey, let's keep it going, man. This is a great profession. You know, I pray that, you know, we all have the success that we want within this field. You know, keep learning, keep empowering each other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're going to change the view of how people think our profession really is.
Yeah, that when you were what you were saying earlier about how, you know, coaches really have to continue to learn and they've got to take this seriously. That reminded me of what was it? School of Rock with Jack Black, where he's sitting at the lunch table with all the teachers and he says, you know, those who can't do teach and those who can't teach teach PE, and like everybody gets a big laugh out of that, but like, yeah, like there's plenty of people who don't take coaching seriously. But that's just an opportunity for us to stand out and to say, hey, like this is not something that you do because, you know, you don't want to read and you don't want to learn and you don't want to then teach. Like, no, like the best coaches are the people who take this very seriously and they learn from other coaches and they critique other coaches. And they empower other coaches, and that's that's it right there. So, thank you so much for taking the time to do this, man. This has been awesome. I'll include your Twitter and Instagram and stuff like that all in the info section on YouTube. And yeah, man, that's pretty much it. So again, thanks for coming on. Thanks for everybody who took the time to watch and. Yeah, go follow James right now. Don't waste any time.
Don't waste time.
That's right. All right, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you for having me.
My pleasure.